Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Bees are the perfect example of an organism that provides an essential ecosystem service. At least one-third of all our food is dependent on pollination by insects. Dr. Jessamine Manson studies bees at the University of Alberta. Some of her current projects are supported by Alberta Innovates and the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute. And for the past 2 years, she's been researching the diversity and abundance of wild bees in Alberta.
This has never been done before, and so it's our first step at understanding how many bees we have and how their communities are structured. And it's going to help us understand how many ecosystem services are available across the province and also where our ecosystem services are potentially at risk. Our work with ABMI is actually done in canola fields, and we have a partner project that's happening in sites close by in rangelands. So we're working in two paired agroecosystems, highly managed ecosystems like canola fields, and less managed ecosystems like rangelands, which provide a lot of wildflower as well as habitat for the bees.
Dr. Jessamine Manson says her graduate students have already collected over 18,000 pollinators for identification. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.